Good morning. The time is 8 o'clock. You're listening to KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio. This is regional news for the Western Slope. I'm Travis Bubinick. On Monday, the 7th Judicial District and Montrose announced that Deputy District Attorney John Melick would be separated from his job. Melick has been on paid leave for a month after he was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. As the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports, the DA's office isn't saying whether Melick resigned or was fired. Police previously said Melick crashed his car into a power pole in Montrose on November 17th and was under suspicion of DUI and careless driving. Melick is scheduled to be back in court in February. The Daily Sentinel also reports that the FAA has decided not to use Colorado as a testing site for commercially operated drones. The agency announced yesterday it's chosen six states that will use for testing drones formerly known as unmanned aircraft. Those states are Alaska, Nevada, New York, North Dakota, Texas, and Virginia. Colorado and 17 other states had applications into the FAA to become a testing site but were denied. 24 states in all applied to be testing sites. Still, the Daily Sentinel reports that state officials still think there's hope for the industry in Colorado's future. One of the 14 test sites the state proposed was located in Mesa County, and the total amount of drone testing airspace would have covered 35,000 square miles. The industry group UAS Colorado, which pushes for drone development in the state, says they're disappointed in the decision. The testing permits handed out to the other states will be valid for the next 5 years. Under current law, the FAA doesn't allow drones to be used commercially, but it hopes to build a framework for that in the coming years. The Modernization and Reform Act of 2012 requires the agency to start incorporating unmanned aircraft into the national airspace. Colorado law enforcement is sending a message to residents about transporting pot in the wake of the newly legalized retail industry. Keep it in the trunk. According to the Denver Post, authorities and lawyers say that's the easiest way to follow the state's new law about having marijuana in cars. The law is known as SB 283 and goes into effect today as the drug becomes legal for recreational use, but law enforcement is still unsure about how to enforce some aspects of the law. Talking about the new law, one Denver-based attorney said, quote, "It's got some problems." SB 283 was put together after Amendment 64 passed and is based on the open container law on alcohol. Pot has to be stored in a sealed container in cars and that seal can't be broken, but as the Post reports, the law doesn't define exactly what a container is. It's still not known whether plastic bags, jars, or other containers bought outside of pot shops would count under the law. To further confuse the issue, the law says that pot in an open container actually can be stored in vehicles that are mainly used to transport people, such as taxis or limos. Pot can reportedly also be stored in the living area of an RV. A legislative liaison from the Colorado State Patrol told the Post that some of the decisions about what constitutes an open or sealed container will be left up to officers. A violation of the law would be considered a traffic offense with a fine of $50. And as Colorado ushers in legalized retail marijuana, law enforcement is preparing for how to handle it. Today, adults 21 and older will be able to purchase recreational pot at shops around the state. The first retail enterprise won't open in Aspen until later this winter. Still, the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office there is preparing. Sheriff Joe DeSalvo says he wants recreational weed to succeed safely in the resort town. He spoke with Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin.
For me, the success of retail marijuana is going to be how safely it's introduced into our community. I really want to make sure people who come here are using it responsibly. There may be people who have not used marijuana ever in their lives or it's been a long time since they've used it. I think they need to educate themselves on the pluses and the minuses of today's marijuana. It is a lot stronger. We don't want to see people in the hospital for overuse. I don't people driving. I don't want to see people get arrested in other jurisdictions because they come here, we sell them a product, they leave with it and get arrested in another jurisdiction. Could be a felony. I don't want to invite people our community and then have them have a horrible experience.
The sheriff's office is planning on setting up a so-called amnesty box at the Aspen Airport. Who will use this, and where will the collected marijuana be taken?
It's in its infancy right now, this idea, but it is in the works. What the amnesty box I see being is a place for somebody who gets to the airport and may have, you know, a quarter of an ounce in their possession that either they forgot they had or didn't know what to do with it, and now don't want to take the chance on flying to Denver. So how the amnesty box will work, where the TSA finds it or the person wants to give it up, they'll go to a box. It'll look something like a night drop at a bank. You put your marijuana in there, no questions asked, close it, and the box will be emptied in the evening by the sheriff's office, and we'll destroy the product. I don't want visitors or locals throwing their weed in our trash cans at the airport. It could be accessed by anyone who's not supposed to possess it, juveniles mainly. I think our airport, we don't want it to smell like weed when people land, and that's a possibility. So I just think it's a safe option.
So no permits for retail marijuana will be issued on January 1st. Is the sheriff's office using this time at the beginning of 2014 to sort of map out its strategy? And if so, how are you doing that?
I've been mapping out a strategy for at least the last 4 or 5 months, maybe longer about it. I think maybe now we're starting to all realize almost immediately, as far as Aspen's concerned, January 1st, it's not going to be all hell breaks loose downtown, and there's going to be a cloud, a Cheech and Chong cloud that you could see from Denver. I think we all realize that's not going to happen, and I hope that spills over into the way this is going to be in this community for the rest of the time it remains legal.
What are your thoughts on marijuana tours in the Roaring Fork Valley?
I got to tell you, because I do believe in this lifting of the prohibition on this. I do think this is a step towards national legalization in 5, 10, 15 years. I was thoroughly unimpressed when in Washington last year, when this passed, hundreds if not thousands of people went to the steps in Washington State and lit up. I just thought that was a really bad and tacky move to start rubbing this in the face. I think the proponents of this have to be cool, have to be responsible about it, and let it unfold naturally. I think anything that's pushing the envelope at this early stage is harmful to the overall cause. Pot tours, vapor lounges. I mean, I do get approached by people here. Just yesterday, somebody wanted to start a delivery service where they can bring you your marijuana at your house. I don't know if we're ready for that yet. We might be. I think we have to start slow, let this unfold naturally, deal with the pitfalls when they come up. Don't be overreactionary about it. But also, I think it's real important, bottom line, that entrepreneurs are not moving too quickly and rubbing this in the face of not only local governments, but federal governments. I think that could really change the way things go.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome anytime, Marcy.
That was Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenant speaking with Pitkin County Sheriff Joe DeSalvo about how authorities there are gearing up for the retail marijuana industry. And lawmakers at the state capitol will be experimenting with a new system next month that lets people testify in front of committees from anywhere in the state. As the Denver Post reports, a couple of committee rooms inside the capitol are already outfitted with TVs that would let people dial in to hearings. House Speaker Mark Ferrandino told the Post the move is important during the legislative session, since snow often makes it hard for people to travel to Denver. But Ferrandino says lawmakers will have to make some rule changes or create new legislation to get the remote TVs approved to be used. According to the Post, the Capitol could see a full rollout of the new technology as early as 2015. You're listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. Stay tuned for the Wednesday morning music mix here on New Year's Day. Wishing you a happy New Year's. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.